Tom Silverstein is the Packers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be there.
Well, when I poke around online on this, Tom, I think it's about 99% rumor and speculation, 1% information. What do we know, and what do we know that we know for certain here?
Well, I think we do know that there is a conflict between the Packers and Rodgers that is serious. I think we know that the Packers have attempted to patch things up with contract extension and more money and trying to placate him any way they can, just to get him to reconsider that he won't come back. And that's pretty much where we're at. We get a lot of reports mostly out of his camp, and I don't doubt any of them. I think they're all true.
At this point, Rodgers has had days to say, no, there's nothing to this. And correct. That is something we have clearly, loudly not heard, right?
Yeah, and he has done that in the past. I mean, he's been very, very present with the whole Jeopardy thing. He's on Instagram and Facebook. And so when he wants to say what he's got to say, he's out there. And he has not said a word. I mean, this is a PR playbook, if you really look at it. To leak it on the day of the draft was genius, because he dominated the news for a whole cycle. And now everybody knows that he has this riff with the Packers, and the Packers look bad for it.
I just mentioned a 9-digit number. That's his 4-year contract there. So people not close to the situation, Tom, might be asking, what's he griping about here? What do we know about why Aaron Rodgers isn't happy at the Packers right now?
Well, there's a number of things, but I think it comes down to them drafting Jordan Love in the first round last year. And essentially what that did was put a time clock on his career in his mind, that they had drafted their quarterback of the future. And they were thinking ahead. Now, part of what he didn't calculate into that was that Jordan Love is a project. I mean, he's a guy that they want to sit behind Rodgers for 2 or 3 years and learn, just like Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre for 3 years before he started playing. And so somewhere along the line, Rodgers has felt dissed, I guess, is the best way to put it. The latest one is that he hasn't had enough influence in player personnel, which any good general manager will tell you players don't get to pick players. But I think it's all kind of just been adding up, and he takes grudges to a new level, and I think he's finally had it.
And I think there was some speculation, you know, this is a guy by NFL standards. He's been at this a long time. You might expect his performance to start to decline. And then last year happened with just like these bizarrely sick numbers for a quarterback. This is a really good season. How did that shake things up, Tom?
Well, you know, a lot of people that I've talked with around the organization, not necessarily in it, but people who have been in it or around it, feel like he played with a huge chip on his shoulder last year, that he was motivated every time he went out on the field to show them that they shouldn't have drafted Jordan Love. And he is that kind of guy who uses that sort of fuel. But it also showed, you know, he still has some talent left. And I don't think the Packers, you know, were looking to get rid of him until he's ready to be pushed aside. It was the same thing with Favre. You know, they prepared for Favre to depart, but they were willing to stick with him as long as he was playing well. And, you know, so if Rodgers had another one of those years or anything even close to it, I can't fathom that they wouldn't bring him back next year. But he wants guarantees in the form of money that he would stick around. The problem for the Packers is that there's a salary cap, and they are really tight against it because they've paid a lot of their players to stick around. And, you know, fulfilling what he wants would really put him in a salary cap bind in about a year or two.
We're looking at the rocky relationship between the Green Bay Packers and quarterback Aaron Rodgers. ESPN reported on Thursday that Rodgers wanted to leave the team. That was just hours before the NFL draft began. Packers front office says they're committed to having Rodgers back, says they're not going to trade him. Rodgers says nothing out loud, publicly, anyhow. Tom Silverstein stays with us, Packers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You can join in with your thoughts and or questions at 800-642-1234. Let's bring out a caller. Mark is with us in Michigan. Mark, hello. Do we have you there, Mark? Nope, I think we lost Mark. Okay, Mark, I got a summary here. When Favre retired, Mark said, and wanted to come back, we kept our word with Rodgers, should remember that. And yeah, Tom, that was kind of a different situation. Favre said, I'm out. Oh, no, wait, I want to keep playing. That kind of really shook things up then, didn't it?
Different situation. Favre couldn't make up his mind whether he wanted to play. The Packers were all ready to go to Favre again. They were ready in April, early April, to commit to him to be their quarterback, have Rodgers sit for another year. But Favre said, I can't commit yet. And so they went full into Rodgers. And then I think it was in July 1st or right around July 1st, he called him and said, I want to come back. But one difference he said was, I'll compete with Rodgers. Let's just have a competition. And whoever wins, wins. And in Rodgers' case, he's saying, I should be the quarterback no matter what. And I don't want to compete. I just want to be the quarterback.
Well, and I don't think anybody who pays even vague attention to football would look at Aaron Rodgers and say, yeah, no, he shouldn't be the quarterback next year, right? I mean, he's not
going to lose the quarterback race to Jordan Love. It's not going to happen. So, yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
Now, I'm a football fan, if people can't tell. I love watching the Packers. I love that Rodgers is with them. I'm not dumb. I know it's a business, and people make decisions that are best for them. But isn't it kind of a bummer, Tom, that these star players, these beloved players that are so attached to a team, so often end up spending the last few years of their career with another team? Favre with the Jets in Minnesota, Tom Brady now only winning Super Bowls in Tampa, Peyton Manning having to go to Denver. I don't know. Wouldn't it be nice to see people finish out their career with the ones that brought them in the first place?
Oh, it is. It is. But, you know, this is the reality of the business. And, you know, these guys very seldom have leverage over the team. The team almost always has leverage because the contracts aren't guaranteed. They can cut guys whenever they want. They can put a franchise tag on you as a free agent, which means you can't leave. There's just a lot of advantages for the team. So when a guy gets leverage like that, and Rodgers has some, you know, you can't begrudge them for using it. It's just, what is your end game? What do you ultimately want? Do you want just money? Do you want to finish where you started? Do you want to play for a contender? What is the bottom line? And I think a lot of times some of these guys have trouble. Now, Brady and Belichick, I think they just outlived each other. I think they were together so long that it was good for them to go apart. It wasn't bad for Brett Favre and Mike Holmgren to go apart. Sometimes that just happens. But, you know, it is a business, and you can't ever forget that.
Let's bring out another caller now. John is with us in Brown Deer. John, hello.
Good afternoon, and thank you for accepting my phone call. I just want to say that since it's Aaron Rodgers stepped on the football field as a designated quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, he built a fan base that respects him and adores him and supports him very much. And for him to have a begrudging attitude towards the Packers is just disrespectful to the fan base that he has here in Wisconsin. I think it's unconscionable, egotistical, self-centered, and as far as my personal view is that he can leave the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers in the state of Wisconsin don't need Aaron Rodgers.
John, thanks for the call. And Tom, I think you raised that concern. Like, what is this going to look like to Aaron Rodgers' hardest core fans? Is this going to hurt his legacy, the way this dispute's playing out?
Yeah, my gut feeling is, so over the draft weekend, I do a live blog, and I'm on this blog for every single pick in the draft. So it's a long haul. And I get all kinds of people can communicate with me, and I post their questions and their comments. And anyway, people were complaining to me that I wasn't posting enough pro Rodgers comments. And I told them it's pretty much 10 to 1 against him. I was pretty blown away. Now, this is just a slice of the Packer faithful, but I think it is. I just don't think he has that connection with fans that Brett Favre did. You know, someone described Favre as a shot in a beer guy, and Rodgers is a champagne guy. And that, you know, the Packer fan really felt an allegiance and comfort with Favre, and they love Rodgers as a player, but they've never really embraced him as a person because they don't really know him. And you know, he's got some things about him that they don't like. But I don't know if he's underestimated that, but I do think, yeah, the fan base is going to turn on him. If what I saw follows through.
Thanks for that call. And Tom, we'll leave it there and keep watching it along with you and your reporting. Thanks for joining us again.
Oh, it was a pleasure, Bill. Anytime.
Tom Silverstein is the Green Bay Packers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We talked to him today about the ongoing rift between the Pack and disgruntled quarterback Aaron Rodgers.